It was the start of September, a sunshiny day, the tail end of an early hurst in the fair Mustin Hillock. The het sun beat down in the heather and the hill of Ledrach, crumbling the peat to stour and the blaberries to a sappy sweetness. Atop a heathery now, Minnie Bruce, the youngest hairster, sat it in her dinner-time piece. She was a fairly tickled, well-made quine, 11 year all, with thick black hair pulled back in a wechty pleat, near as thick as a shilt's tail, so long she could sit on't. Her een were black and sharp, taking nothing in, and her skin was brunt sae brown with a strong sun. She could have passed as a Spanish grandee's daughter instead of a farmer's lassie. She was het and sweaty and truckled, and glad of the rest. On the scran for pollen for the purple ling, a puggled bumbee zigzagged round the quine's huddery heed, and nae 2 years fair days, a lane grey bard teeted round at her for the nuke of a whinbus, dicht in his muckle logs wi' baith his forepaws. As she sat in the birstling heat, the hell of the parish Estine Hillock racked stoot her nether like a chase board. On yon board, the kirk was king, rising up for its boorish of headstones with its wee stinch steeple like a finger, pinting to heaven. Most of the headstones in its kirkyard were ordinar and yoch, ah, barin, and yon was a muckle green stean with 3 words on't, skein no skein, that marked the lair o' a warlock, lying scalp in the midst of the douce, quiet folk in the kirkyard. Minnie Bruce passed by the warlock elky Sabbath, neighbourly like, for her father Matthew was presenter at the wee United Free Kirk, as weel as the farmer Ustine Hillock, and gay far ben with the minister, Maister John Geddes. The kirk lay to the south of the hill of Ledrach, over the main road that took ye into the town some 8 mile off in the west. Minnie's grandfather, old Martha Bruce, bade yonner. For his diary, old Martha counted the milk cans that his farming sons at Darranow and Mathrick fault for their growing herds of kye, and selt it all round the wynds and lanes and streets of the stoury town. The old man's empire of milk served the folk in tenements for lived like battery hens, and the toffs and nibbery in their fine granite houses. For his fleet of kerts, townsfolk might buy gweed kintra cream to pour abin their parach, and fight-faced vratches chavin in factories or offices might queel their tarry tay in their chippet mugs or flurry china cups. If the kirk was king of the chessboard, the firm Mustin Hillock was queen, the biggest firm in the parish, spreading out their brass skirts for the braes at the foot of the hill of Ledrach. Munching her way through her piece of bread and jam, Minnie's een travelled o'er her feather's barks to a cotter house at the roadside for the neat bark cotter's bed. Like a' farmers, her feather never bothered to gie the cotter folk their right names, for the file changed so often it was a' buddy could dee to keep tea with them. If it ever family happened to land by the roadside house, they were kent as the neat bark cotters, for neeps grew weel in yon nook better nor hay nor corn. Faith, even the cotters strive better there, for weel out of sight of the firm toon, they might ripe the woods of berries and game, and left as muckle neeps as they like it, with nobody to clipe or see. The cotters that bade there anew were the MacPhails, for had drifted north to the parish of Ledrach for Angus. The heat of the house was kite tarry, because he was brunt black with being outside now with us like a tart road. The halfling Ian was a glaikit vratch, but harmless, was he die cocket to his side, and was slivers that hung for the side of his moo till his mither thought to dicht him. The MacPhails had been forking shaves, a' forenoon into the firm kirts, and were doped down quite like. Tarry, the heed of the hoose, were cut a pipe in his moo, the rick rising up fit grey as a goat's beard. Say hich in the hill, many could him a coot for Tarry was saying. Like as no, it was nothing a note, maybe some Ledrach sklake he'd heard at the kirk on Sunday. And the Leowas took aside the MacPhails. The true Twally cotters were swatting the fleas for their lugs, aneath the queeling bow and ache, rocks and o'er the dyke, in Culrogie woods. For the top of the Ferntoun Brae, Stein Hillock Strach ran north down a rudder roadie, 2 mile to the Ledrach Dam, and atween the dam and the fairm was the road and housie for the Troot Willie quarters bed. Dod Matheson and his wife Marge were quartered there anew. He was bailie to Stein Hillock. His 2 loons, Alec and Ned, were dairymen in the town, delivering milk for the Bruces, coming home on Sundays to get their sacks washed and cleaned by their mother, whilst they gang to the kirk, for they like it to hod in with Matthew Bruce, the farmer. Dod Matheson kent that his maester preferred himself to the grieve Jock Dow, for both had a lean in the charmer and got roar and foo mess said of this. Dod Matheson had been one of the first men on to the Hurst Park a while back, one of the scythemen cutting roadies to make room for the binder to do its work, or to cut down swatches of corn battered down to the ground by the rain that the binder couldn't hunnel for a' its mechanical cleverness. Shaves cut down by the scythemen, slashed into a swathe were bun behind, stuck it clear of the stunning crap, a sair trachle, oor after oor, back brack and darg with a thistle prod stooning in your hands, and the sweat garring your sark stick to your shoulder beans. The day, though, Dod had his wife to help him lift the shaves for the grun, and load them into the kirts to tack to the barn. The Roden Hoosie was the allest cutter hoose in the firm. Its kale yard had 2 green trees in the nuke of the kale yard, and the boniest Roden tree in the district at the fit of its washing green. In the park, hard teetle the dyke at the back of the hoose, was the Troot Wally. For every cutter that ever come to bide in the Roden Hoosie, keep it a trooty, so the water would bide clean. 3 steps down in the hole in the park, for the spring jibbled up for the dark foon of the yard, sweet and clear and bonny. The Mathesons had a quine, Jessie, for drowned hersel in the Ledrach Dam 5 year back, fished out like an owl beat, with a full breeze spewing out of her moo, after half the parish had cared for her for a week. Dr. Henderson had examined the body and said there was nae sign of anything amiss, though it could have been a lee, for the Matheson's sake, kenning full little the Bruces thought as skiffies and kitchy deems for fail wi' a bairn. Faith, they'd sack them as quick as look at them, rather than hae them a burden in the parish. Matthew Bruce sat in the parish board. It was ill to square the books if folk wad lose their spaver for the shouldna and leave the parish to pay for the spunk scale to a wedlock. This Hurst, only Dod and his wife were down in the park, for the loons were awa in the town delivering milk at back doors, shops and closes. The heat at the head of the now got Minnie louse the buttons on her blouse, the fight cotton stucken with sweat to her thin, flat chest. A single trillop of sweat trickled over her neb, and she dichted it off with her hand, a crumble of heather flaking off and racing in the curve of her snoot, garring her sneeze. There was movement down in the Hurst Park, going back and forth out of the stubble, humphing a basket stuffed with sandwiches and fancies, was Meg Ramsay, Stein Hillock's kitchy dame, and her mother Janet, like 2 pots for the same kiln, just een was mere crockett than t'other. Meg sleepit up in the near attic room at Stein Hillock, near cracking her head in the rafters ilky time she bid it. But her mother Janet was feed as housekeeper to Dr. Henderson, in a house by a wee dirt track between the Fir Woody and the Ledrach Burn. Man, but it was a bonny wee burn, for ye might catch a trout gin ye were glegging you, if the kye hadna kerned up the water, nosing down for the park for a drink and plaitrin' in the dubs with her muckle hairy feet. The doctor was na a guid advert for his trade, as thin as the lens of the crook and a permanent dreep at the pint of his snoot. But he had a tuck and why wi' him wi' Ladlands, and say was weel liked by cotters and farmers baith. He'd been by ordinar kind to the Troot Wally cotters, fin their quine Jessie drowned hersel. Nae a word of the bairn she was carrying gid doon in the death certificate. Ho, though abody kent ony why, for fit ither thing would cause a fit young lassie to dee a wah wi' hersel. He knew his housekeeper Janet had devolved a minute at the tuckety beats of Jock Dow, for was raxing into the basket of pieces, with a hand like a ham shank.